It's time for our Copan Coach's Corner. Evan Farbach with Hornet head football coach Shane Page. Copan Wesleyan Christian coming off a loss this last week, 46-0 at the hands of DePew. You guys have two games remaining against Prue and Olive. Those are the two teams right above and right below you in the district standings. And I know, Coach, you've hit a little bit of a rough patch as far as wins and losses, but it's still a team that could very easily make the playoffs if you win the next two games, starting with homecoming on Friday.
Right. I mean, we're still setting the position we want. I mean, we still have our goal of reaching playoffs. Obviously, the three spot's possibly gone now, but we still can slip in at the four spot, and that would be huge for the kids and huge for the community, obviously. And, you know, we get to basically come home and have homecoming, which is something we didn't have last year. So we're trying to put our best foot forward and put on a good show for the crowd and get some people out and just have a lot of fun.
How do you diagnose last week's ball game?
I think part of it is just, you know, we're still thin and we're starting to finally get some pieces back this week. I think we get three back off concussion protocol this week. So I think that'll help us out tremendously. You know, that's one thing we were dealing with last week is we still had quite a few kids gone and the numbers game just wasn't in our favor.
And then going forward, Coach, this week DePew, I know they're one, this week Prue, I beg your pardon, I know they're 1-2, but still a team that's over 500 in the regular season.
Right. I mean, they're still a great ball club. I mean, Coach does a good job with them over there, and, you know, we're going to have to play our best game and put our best foot forward and get after them. I mean, we can't get behind and for darn sure can't throw in the towel. I mean, that's our biggest issue right now is we've got to realize that it's a four-quarter game and we can't keep playing just halves.
And then what do you see from them kind of specifically X's and O's wise?
X's and O's, they're a spread team. I mean, they want to try and run the ball on and off, but everything I've seen against them versus Yale and them versus Davenport is they want to be a spread team and throw the ball all over the yard and spread you out and find mismatches. And they have one receiver is pretty good. Their quarterback's pretty good. I mean, so we're going to have to be really stout on defense this week, and we're going to have to execute on offense. I mean, it comes down to basic blocking. I mean, we spent a lot of time with the offensive linemen so far this week and trying to shore up some blocking issues, and I think we've kind of got that fixed now. And so we're just going to keep fighting, and, you know, luckily, we're like I said, we end up getting basically five kids back, two off of mission trips, and three from concussions this week, so we should have a pretty full roster this week heading into homecoming.
How many did you have last week?
I believe when it was all said and done, we dressed 12.
And then
out of a 20-man roster.
Matchup-wise, you mentioned maybe kind of a finesse athletic team. How do you feel like you match up against them, those kinds of squads, versus maybe a more ground-and-pound type team?
I mean, I think we match up well versus them because that's kind of our – what we like to do, we like to throw the ball a little bit. But, of course, I think we also have a pretty good run game with Francis and Austin and, you know, Zian coming back. So I still think that we'll be able to run the ball. But, obviously, I mean, we do have the ability to pass with some of the kids we have now. So we're just going to have to see what they give us availability-wise and take advantage of it.
Was Zian one of the concussion kids?
Yes, we'll be getting Zian back this week as well as we'll be getting Zach Sharp, our other tight end, back this week.